talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, August the 21st, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio. Now, listen, there's been a little drama involved with this program, but I think during the whole COVID situation with all the soap operas shut down and the daytime dramas that you got to have a little drama in your life. So this show would be that, and that's exactly what today is, because as I have said before, and I'm going to really shorten this up from the story that I've told before, the true story, but here's what happened. There were people on this show. The show's been on the air for 11 years. We had a panel of people on this show, and then they went on to do other things. And so I went to somebody and I said, hey, do you want to do this? And they said, yes, I do want to do this. And I wasn't even sure they could do it, because I thought, well, maybe they work Friday. Who knows at this particular time? No, I get off early on Friday. Okay. Well, that went on for about 2 weeks. And then things hit the fan. And there was like 12 weeks where the person did not show up. Now, I got the blame for this. Now, I'll take partial blame for this particular situation, because I did tell the person not to come because we were doing other things. Well, then there was a week where they were supposed to come. They didn't tell me they were not coming, and then trying to blame it on me, saying that I told them not to come. And then last week there was a tragedy, totally understandable, and we had replacements in here of Michelle and Dawson, her son, which was a lot of fun. So, but now, after a 6-year absence, back in the studio, so we'll see how this goes to speak. Because here's the thing. She came in, like, minutes ago, late. She came in late, and was just flapping her gums about, you know, I've had the same theme song for 11 years. She sat here and she's listened to it when she's been on this show, and yet today was the first time apparently she ever noticed it, that it was on. She was talking, well, she wanted to get started right away. I said, well, I can't eliminate the news. That's played. She listens most mornings. She knows how this goes, and all of a sudden today she's all frantic. So get ready. Because you got a frantic person over. And she looks frantic, too, by the way. You don't understand this on radio, but she looks disheveled. She looks disheveled. Yeah, I know. Like you've been through the ringer. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Now, you can speak now and just air your piece. Because this morning you got angry. I got the messages this morning to prove you got a little angry when I put this up to the listeners. The last 2 days you've taken a beating from the listeners on this whole situation that I just described. But returning as co-host, Abby Umali. Go ahead.
Abby Umali. Which is not my name.
No, but you've had so many different last names. I figure, why shouldn't I give you one?
That's true. We can just pop one in there.
I can't say your whole last name. So what do you want to say now?
Your story is always just your side of the story. And I really did take a beating. You did not even try to stick up for us today.
Oh, I did.
I mean, for me. But see, I think you failed to mention that this is like... not a paid position.
No, I never said it was.
Well, I think like the listeners are assuming that I'm like, it's a job. Like, right? Like, it's a job that I should
show
up
for.
And be.
It's not a commitment?
It is a commitment, I suppose, of sorts, but like...
You're here 1 hour a week. What am I going to give you, $7 or something like that?
Well, I'm not...
It's not like you do any prep or anything.
Agree. I never asked to be paid, but like if it were something... You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a job necessarily...
What does this have to do with a job?
Because I feel like, you know, the person's like, well, just get rid of them.
Well, you can get rid of volunteers.
Yes, you can. You can.
So I don't know what that had to do with anything.
And then wouldn't have my smiling face in here.
It's the behavior, I think, that she was speaking of.
What? My behavior? You would just paint this awful picture of me.
Why do you keep coming back if I'm so awful?
I don't think that you are, but you paint this awful picture to your listeners. I never said you were awful.
You seem happy now.
I can laugh.
You got a smile on your face.
That's the first time all week.
Oh, Well, good. I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
See, I've told you. It's been a terrible week. One whole week. So I'm done with it now. I told you that when I sat down. It's over this week. So it's good.
Okay. But here's the thing. This morning, you can roll your eyes all you want.
I don't want to go back to it.
Well, you were sending nasty messages.
It was upsetting because I'm like, this is making me sound really bad. And we weren't really bad. It wasn't ever that bad. It was coming off as, like, terrible.
No, but you seem to say that I have a lot. You call me dramatic. And mm-hmm. I don't think that that's true.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Because people just believe all of the stuff that you say on air.
I think that's accurate.
I know. And that's not fair.
Well, what part of the story that I just said, so we can get through that part, did you believe that was inaccurate? Because I want to give you your time here to straighten the listeners up.
I'm just over it. I don't think we need to straighten it out, honestly. Like,
because I was right.
Yes. I apologized a couple weeks ago, whenever
right, but
I
you,
didn't.
But you tried to guise this in, oh, I don't think you should be taking your son to things, or last week there wasn't a tragedy. No, I understood. That was not the issue.
Of course. And I said that. I said that last 2 weeks ago. And I was at Arby's, not Taco Bell.
You had 17 burritos. 17 burritos and one drink. And I still don't understand how that all went down.
They messed everything up because I was so sidetracked. That was a disaster.
And then you tried to mute the phone. Like, you're on a live radio program. You mute the phone. So you're trying to let us not hear what you're ordering for some reason. What was that all about?
I was just trying not to be nervous. I didn't need the distraction. And Luke was like, I was like, Luke, just talk to him. And he got all nervous. He's like, what am I supposed to say? And I was like whispering to him and muting the phone. It was a mess. So you think selling chickens was bad?
Well, that was an awful day because I did not expect you not to show up because you had like reamed and reamed for weeks and weeks. Every time I would cancel you, you would get a little attitude about it. And then you'd bring in Michelle and then she would say, yeah, he's firing you again. Yeah. Which, but now you've used the word fired.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, wait a second. But the caller this morning who used the word, oh, now, wait a second. Now, this is interesting because you've said I fired you. Now, how can the... But you get angry when the caller says it.
You were firing me by just because you were just saying, like, oh, don't show up. But you painted me in a bad light, so she was like, oh, yeah, just fire her.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes.
No. I just said you didn't call and give notice.
I have one time, and that was like a total, like, brain moment.
Aneurysm.
It was a mom brain moment is what that was, to be honest.
Do you feel bad?
I told you, I apologize.
You left me high and dry like that.
I left you to sell the chickens, and I'm sorry.
And I don't understand, like, okay, like the Friday night show, which I've redone, you see. And I don't understand, because sometimes we'll have conversation during the day, and apparently you always have plans Friday night, whatever. And, at some point I'll say, oh, well, call in, this will be interesting. Because you've got to have something going on Friday night that's interesting. It's past happy hour, so at least we'll get that type of a call from you. And you always say, yep, I'm right there. And then I get in here, and I'm doing my little show, and I send you, I say, okay, now's the time.
Now, that's not true. You know, I don't always come and say that I can call in on Friday. And you do realize I have like 3 boys of my own and 2 extras, right? 2 little bonus boys. So I have 5 boys at my house at any given time. Plus extras. Like, it's never just on a Friday night, us. And now I'm going to have Friday night football, so...
Well, good.
I know.
But there have been times where we've tried to time that correctly.
Mm-hmm, and it never really
it
works.
It never has worked.
That's welcome to my life at home. It's like this fun chaos that we have. You've been there. You've seen it in action.
I know you're on your phone. Your phone never leaves your side.
No, that's not true. A lot of times at home, I'm really not.
Because you're...
No, not always.
Thank goodness for Michelle on Friday nights. She tunes in, and then we have a conversation.
That's really nice.
We do.
I know.
She fell asleep last week, though.
Right.
I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, here comes a call.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, what are you getting yourself into?
I know. Now, did you get the impression that this morning's caller who said dump these people was a negative call?
What happened there?
Well, what happened this morning was I was telling the true story of what happened with this particular show, how some people don't show up from time to time. And a caller called in and said, it's time for you to cut them loose, drop them. And Abby here got angry about that.
Oh, okay. Now I'm beginning to see the big picture here.
Yes, I see the big picture too.
I can understand what you're saying now. I can... totally sympathize with you about people saying they're going to be there and don't show up or don't give you any kind of inkling they're not going to show up.
Right.
Now, that's bad business.
Okay.
Bad business. And when you tell them not to show up, they get all ticked with you.
No, because you... Okay, so listen... As a volunteer position, and I hadn't spoken to you at all that week about being here on Friday, and you never said anything. You never said anything about it. So, like,
okay.
And I told you, it was just the whole mom brain, you know? Like, it was not an intentional, I'm not going to call Scott today.
Well, listen, caller, here's the thing. Why is it when I cancel her, she gets ticked, and when she just doesn't call in, that's normal. That's perfectly fine.
Well, that's a woman thing there, Scott. I mean, they're all like that. They'll cut your head off in a minute. I'm telling you.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I think that's three for me.
I got to sympathize with you on that, but I also got to give the lady a free pass on that, being she has all that going on, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, but she is the one. When I first asked her to come in on Friday, she was excited about it.
And I did. I came right here. And then we didn't do it for a couple of weeks because you said not to. And then I missed a week, you know, a week when my son had surgery. And then we had things. And
I haven't gotten a pop in 6 months. I don't know what's going on.
I haven't gotten an iced tea from Starbucks in how long? Because you've never done that. I've never have.
You know, it's just getting a little... And I don't know. We used to have a good relationship.
Well, you guys are patch things up now.
We'll try.
you see how one-sided.
Now. Thank you. No, that's three for me.
No, it's a one-sided friendship.
Why do you say that?
Because you always expect me to do things for you, and like 90% of the time, I do. Like when I can, I always do. Is that not correct?
At this point, we couldn't even name the last time you've done something nice for me.
That is not.
Oh, and let's get to the podcast business.
Here we
because
go.
Oh yes, because I got a whole beef about this. Now, what in the world? Let's get to the honesty here about this. we did this podcast for like 9 weeks like clockwork.
Uh-huh.
Okay. School was in, things were going on, people were working 3 or 4 jobs, but yet we still did it and got it, and they always came up, and you promoted them, and everything was fine. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Then we did the 9th one, and I do know what happened now, knowing what happened, knowing the backstory. Now, they'll tell you, Michelle and Abby will tell, I don't know if Michelle was really even in on it at the time, but Abby will say, we just got busy. Fine, that's a word that I can't even say on the air now. That was a total lie. It wasn't you getting
busy.
No,
that wasn't a lie. That was not a total lie.
You told me the reason.
But it also had a lot to do with Michelle and Stewart's got really... You can't say that wasn't... That
I
was
won't, but,
very
but
true.
Your reasoning was a lie.
No, it was not.
Okay. And
oh,
then... So anyway, we do this 9th episode, and I am the one who tapes it, and I take it home, and I edit it together, and I put it up on YouTube so it can be gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you're not crying, are you?
No.
What are you doing over there?
You are not going to make me cry, Scott Spears.
Well, you seem like you're crying.
I'm sorry.
Don't cry in here. This is a no crying zone.
It's just my eyeball for a
second. Oh, man. She's crying, folks. She's crying. I wish I had a picture.
Oh.
So, we do the 9th one, and she won't promote it. And it's weird because I say, I take the time to edit it together, and that is a bit of a process. You got to take the picture, and you got to take the audio, and you got to match it, and then you got to upload it to YouTube, and then send the link to promote it. And to this day, it's never been promoted. The 9th episode is like the lost episode. It's never been promoted. It's there. I don't know what happened. So, and she was giving me like some lame-o excuses at the time. I said, well, are you going to put that up because you've done... I just haven't got to it. Well, 6 months later, you still haven't got to it.
No, now stop.
Then we come back like 2 weeks ago and we do another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been promoted either.
You just sent it like...
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. So it took you forever to get to it too.
This is Friday.
I know. It took you forever to get to it too.
And I said, are you going... And you said, I don't know. If I'm going to, I just don't know. Well, what in the world are we doing them for?
I said IDK, and that wasn't like, I don't know. It was just like, I can't.
Well, let's get to the bottom of that, because that's a new topic. What is with that?
What?
What is with you not being able to promote these? Are you embarrassed? I don't know. You used to write like a nice little synopsis of what it was about, and you would tag Michelle, and you would tag me, and they would get a lot of views. They did get a lot of views.
Yeah, we did.
And you used to watch the views and see how many they got. And you were competitive. You said it got more than this one. And then I don't know what happened.
I was competitive about it. That's true, because for good reason.
That is not a good reason. That's the same reason you got ticked about back in March, which is totally a lie. I've said that over and over. No, you mash your face together all you want. That is not part of it.
Listen, Scott just can't broach this topic on air, so I won't do
it. No, I'm not going to broach that topic on air because it's not true.
It is 100% true, but I'm being respectful.
Go right ahead.
I'll be respectful.
So what is it with the podcast? Listen, I don't care at this point. I like doing the podcast with you two. I like being around you two, to be honest. I don't know why, but I do. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You guys listen to the show. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. But what is it? Why has the 9th episode never been promoted since March? And why is the new one not? Because they lose their... Because they get a little dated after a while. You put it up like 6 weeks later and people go, well, why were they talking about that today?
Yeah, that's true. So I think now it's just a thing. Like, I refuse to do it because you keep asking me to.
No, because that was your thing. You did it well.
I don't know how that became my thing, though. It was just because one of those things that you said, do it. And I was like, well, okay. And then I got really busy. You know that I did. Don't even start with me that I didn't. I did. We don't have to talk about that, but I did get insanely busy. And it hasn't stopped, to be honest. I will promote it.
Tonight.
Okay. Deal.
Now, are you going to promote the 9th one that never got promoted?
I'll see if I can find it.
It's there.
Okay.
Just Paper Rings, episode 9.
On it.
Yep. So they're both going to be promoted tonight.
Right. And here I said it, so I can't not right. And do it.
But when I come back on the air at 8 o'clock tonight, I will say, hey, they're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. You can go to them now.
Yes, you can say that.
And then she thinks I'm so non-tech savvy, and yet I had to explain to her yesterday why me putting it on Facebook does not work if her people want to listen.
All you have to do is tag me.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It does work that way.
If I tag you, the only people who see it are the friends we have in common.
No.
Yeah, that's true. It is. In any event, so tonight you're going to... Before 8 o'clock.
Okay. Got you.
And you're going to call into the show tonight because... No, don't shake your head, no. Because... Listen, here's why. No, we're gonna check up on that. And this is your last Friday before football. So this will be the last shot that you can do that.
He has a football scrimmage tonight. And there's not a lot of fans, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be, like, tuning in. So I can try...
Tune into what?
So they might live stream it. That's the
thing. Who's going to live stream that?
I don't know, but it's been a thing. That's what they're trying to do since there's no fans allowed. And it's basically just because they haven't figured all the logistics out.
Well, so. When is this scrimmage?
7 o'clock.
Oh, well, that'll be over by the time. My show's on until 10.
No, it'll be over before 10. For right. Sure. Yeah. I will try to call in. Like, I can never commit to that. I've called in before. Like, I have had time before.
And have we not had fun?
Yes. It's not, I'm not calling in because I, like, don't want to have fun with you. Just because I can't.
I want to know what you're doing.
Why? I have a life on Fridays.
I don't think you do. Because...
But I've got a bunch of kids, and they're all boys, and we always have extra boys, and they're all teenagers, except for the little ones, so I always have lots of
Because I'm retooling mm-hmm. that Friday night show. The last couple weeks, I've had voodoo doctors on.
Right.
It's been a show.
I think you need to have a medium.
I did.
But like the one we've talked about.
What, are you going to listen?
Maybe.
You don't listen anyway.
I try every time. Like, you know I'm a loyal listener every time that I can. Even today, like, I got cut off, I got busy at work, and I got back to it. Like, I definitely try. What of my events do you support?
Oh, you name it, I'm there.
Nope, that's not even true.
Oh, wait, but if you said something was going on, I'd be right there.
Really? Because yeah. I told you before.
Like what?
My Christmas program.
Oh, I meant to come to that.
Uh-huh, you meant to.
I got busy that night. Things were going on.
All these things that I do, I've told you about.
Well, I planned on it.
But
I think something more important came up.
I don't think so.
I think you dream up things. Because I don't really remember being invited to that.
What are you... Yes, you absolutely were.
No, I think it was like that day you said, oh, can you come to the Christmas program?
No, because I was so busy with it that week with rehearsals. And I even said, I was like, you know, whatever, the thing is on Friday. We talked about it all week at work that week. It was our last week.
Mm-hmm. Before Christmas. That was the Christmas program?
Before Christmas break, yeah.
Oh, it was, okay. Well, I don't remember it. If I said I would come, I'm apologetic that I didn't.
Uh-huh. I wasn't holding my breath. It was okay.
No, I'm a good person like that.
I know. So am I.
No.
I am there for you all of the time. One time when? I haven't been.
When?
What are you talking
when
about?
When have you been there for me?
Like, every possible chance that I can.
What if I'm having, like, a trauma?
We've gone over this.
You wouldn't be there.
Yes, we've gone over
this. No, you wouldn't. You'd be complaining to me that I have done something wrong. Why didn't I do this? And God forbid I have this trauma on a Friday night. Apparently, I'd really be in trouble.
But I've told you, like, I will be there probably, like...
Probably. That's minutes, just what you want.
No, 5 minutes late and, like, you know, cursing at you, but I will be there. You know this.
I don't think so. And earlier this week, you did something weird because we were having a conversation, I think, about you doing this show. And you asked me if I was okay. There's nothing going on in my life. Why would I not be okay?
You asked me if I was okay, and I...
Well, there was stuff going on in your life.
I know, and it's been...
Well, what do you think was going on with my life?
I was just checking in, like, hey,
I was just taking one of those naps I take in the afternoon. That's all I do. I leave here, and I go home, and I take a nap.
I was just being polite and checking in with you. Hey, are you okay? Because I've been kind of out of touch for the last week. I mean, honestly. I tuned in this morning, but I haven't been as... interactive as I have been. It's been a little busier.
Yeah, but you thought that would what?
Just, hey, checking in. You okay, too? Like, yeah. I mean, people don't know this about Scott, so I'll let the cat out of the bag.
No.
Sometimes he just checks on me.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Oh, that's such a lie.
Look how nice he is.
No, that's...
He can't handle it.
No, that's not true, though.
At your... Like, when I'm giving your eulogy, I'm going to say that. So let me tell you about Scott.
When you're giving my eulogy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've talked about this, though.
You're not giving my eulogy.
You said I could.
No, I said if you had to give my eulogy, what would you say?
So if I have to give your eulogy, I'm going to talk about how all the times that you wouldn't admit that you just checked in.
I don't remember doing it. I just remember, I think maybe I have an issue on the weekends where I like get, you know, one
this
of those brains.
This wasn't a weekend. This was just a couple days ago.
I don't recall this.
Right.
But no, you did, you said, because I... You said, are you okay? And I was thinking to myself, what?
Because you had checked in with me, so I was just reciprocating, like, hey, yeah,
but
I'm
you
good.
Had a tragedy. I was checking. Why? This doesn't mean that I had a tragedy.
I know, but I was just out of touch, so you kind of do that sometimes. Like, yeah, you know, I'm dealing, I'm okay.
I don't do that sometimes.
Yes, you do, so I just reciprocated. Yes, I'm good. Are you okay? It wasn't that I thought there was anything wrong with you. Sometimes, Scott, that's what friends do.
Oh, I don't like that.
But you do it.
I don't do that.
You can even say it without giggling.
I don't do that. I just, that's such a lie.
I'm here to tell you, he does that.
He does not. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about the whole issue, is that I'm sorry we have to take the, because you only come once every 6 weeks, so we have to like take the whole show to clear up all the problems. You know why we have to take the whole show? Because I get like 18,000 messages from you and Michelle, so I got to like try to read these things and see what you people say. It's awful.
Your show started late today, so if it would have started on time, maybe we would have more time to discuss.
We got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. What's the next topic?
You don't run this show. I'm the leader.
I take issue with that as well.
And I've tried to bring in other people, but you're so inconsistent, I really can't...
You've not tried to bring in other people.
No, because you're inconsistent.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
You know, I remember at one point... And I'm just going to bring this up because this is true. And I think if I went back, I could find me knowledge on this. At one point, I was doing the Friday night show. And I said, I need a new co-host. I was going to audition co-hosts. Mm-hmm. And you said, I want to do it.
No.
No, you did. And then...
Oh, goodness. No, I didn't.
You did. And you did come in, I think, one time.
The very first night. You said to me, the conversation went as, do you want to come tonight? I said, well, yeah. So I was able to come in.
And didn't we have fun?
We did, but I even said that then. It's not something I can commit to every week.
No, but then we had the falling out one, because there was one where you said, "I'm coming, I'm gonna be." Oh yeah,
not
I'm gonna
a Friday
be.
Friday night.
It was a Friday night. I'm gonna be there. I'm coming. I'm definitely am. Blah 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 blah. And then I get here at like 7:15, and there was a message. I can't come tonight.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing. There was not. That didn't
happen. I don't remember what that was all about.
Yeah, because that didn't. That one didn't happen. Not for the Friday night show.
Haven't you thought, though, that, well, you don't listen, but if Michelle was here, she would tell you the Friday night show is good now. I mean, we've got voodoo doctors. We've got, Michelle was supposed to call in last week.
Mm-hmm.
But she fell asleep.
I was a mess. Yeah, Friday night, like, I did get the messages when I got up. Like, I was out of it last Friday night. And I saw that she fell asleep.
See? There you go. You were out of it last Friday.
I couldn't help it.
Well, I said there was a tragedy.
Correct, right. But, like, I didn't even get the message she was supposed to call in, so I didn't even listen to the show.
But you jumped on me about that. You said, oh, I can't believe you're chastising me on air for this tragedy. I wasn't. I was saying that the...
Because you go on like she had something else to do, and
well,
she's
I didn't
want to
bring
here.
Up your personal life.
She's not here again, because you just make it sound bad.
You know what? Did you have surgery on your elbows?
Ew, no, what?
Your elbows look funny to me.
What?
Yeah, what's wrong with your elbows?
They're normal elbows.
No, it looks like you had some kind of surgery, or maybe your like rub-on tan is not covering your elbows or something.
I didn't even do a rub-on tan.
No, your elbows look a little rough. I don't know why that catches my eye today, but that's strange.
Okay, now I'm going to have a complex all day.
No, that's weird. Your elbows do look funny.
In what way? Like the bones or the coloration?
I don't know. I've just never paid attention to your elbow, but you bent your arm back there, and your elbows look funny.
Are they dry?
No, both of them. Pull back the other one. Yeah, your elbows look funny. I don't know what they're like a total different color than the rest of your arm.
That's really not fair because I can't see them from this angle.
It's probably age.
That's probably true.
You're getting on in years.
I am. I'm getting up there now.
Yeah, you are.
I can deal.
In 15 years, when I'm your age, you know, we'll see how that goes.
I don't think we're that far apart in age. That's weird.
Yesterday I did a selfie, which I've never done.
Oh, did I try to keep a straight face?
No, I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Stop!
No, I didn't. I didn't, because here's what happened. I was going for the joke, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because last summer, my sunglasses broke.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just certain sunglasses I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking all over for sunglasses. I could never find a pair. And yesterday, I found a pair of sunglasses. And I thought the post would be, I've been looking all summer for sunglasses, and, you know, lucky me, I find them in late August,
mm-hmm.
when summer's about over. But then I thought, well, I should probably put the sunglasses in the picture. But then I thought, well, that's weird to just put take a picture of a pair of sunglasses and put them on Facebook. That doesn't make any sense. So I put them on,
mm-hmm.
and took a picture.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I got, like, 30 likes and 25, 30 comments. Maybe this is why people do selfies.
I think we talked about this one time, and I think you're right. It's all the comments. People
but it didn't do anything positive for me. It was just...
Well, it was fun for you to, like, read the comments, though.
Yeah, they were all very positive.
So that's right.
You didn't comment.
I did comment. I didn't comment on that one, did I? I didn't...
No, why didn't you comment on that one? Everybody else was so polite on that one. And here, where were you?
I'm sorry that I wasn't... I think I liked it. I gave it a like, I think.
No, I don't think you did.
I did.
And
I was talking to you about your text there. Where is this new thing, anyway?
I didn't bring it.
Stop.
No, I don't bring it because I don't want to become one of you people who, like, I'm connected to the iPhone.
You know what, though? You're the person who's always like, well, look it up or, like, do something. So I have to look something up on my phone, but then you're, like, saying I'm on my phone.
No, the pictures, I enjoyed the iPhone yesterday because I like getting the messages. I like getting the notifications.
So I wasn't the first person you texted?
No.
Darn it.
No.
When you got a texter, finally.
I'm not even sure I really do. I mean, I don't know who the messages were from.
Stop.
No, I didn't text anybody.
You don't have, like, contacts saved in your phone?
I don't even have anybody's phone number. You got to understand where I'm...
Yes,
if I really wanted to call you, I really couldn't.
Yes.
I don't have your phone number.
Yes, you do, because I've called you before when we were at work.
Yeah, but I didn't keep your phone number.
Why?
Why would I be calling you?
And I've texted
you. I call you on a Saturday night. Hey, what's up? No.
No, but in that capacity, like, we had, there'd been more than one time we needed to communicate for work.
I didn't want to call you. There was never a time in that any capacity where I needed to call you and say anything.
Yes, there really was, though. And I would get so frustrated because I'd even be like, Scott, answer your phone.
Yeah, but point is, I don't have your number. I don't have Michelle's number. I don't have anybody's number. So if I wanted to text anybody, I really couldn't.
So how are we going to be your person in like the time of need?
I don't have any phone. And, you know, it's bad because recently I was talking to somebody about this because you probably don't know, but I about died. Recently. And so, don't get concerned now.
Were you alone? How was I supposed to know? I have to be concerned now. I can't be concerned
alone
then.
But that's why I about died, because I was alone. I was just the alone thing. And I didn't know anybody's phone number. And so, you know, thank God I knew 911.
You're just going to write it out?
Well, I did. I'm still here.
You just called 911 and said, like, I'm going to die?
That's what I said. Please come over. I'm going to die. I would like an audience for this. I live life with an audience. I would like an audience. Please come over. I do better with an audience.
Right. Can you look up a mic?
Even in death.
I'm going down.
No, I just, and I've made you a radio personality. You should be thankful for that.
Am I a personality?
People comment. People send messages.
Nah.
Nah.
Not really.
Well, that's true. Oh, yes, it is.
Only because you paint me in such a negative light.
Hey,
I'm going to be the one that are like walking. You get the grocery store comments, and I'm going to start having like the bad things yelled at me if that's the case.
Well, how will that be any different than the people who already know you? It'll be no different.
Because you know people that know me, and I'm nice.
I think you've missed me. I think that's what this is all about. You've missed me, haven't you?
Yes.
I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have. You were, and that's what really not coming in is all about. Because we don't see each other anymore for any particular purpose.
Right.
And so not coming in once a week, you get sad because you know you don't get to hang out with me.
I feel like you do. You miss my company.
Not really.
Right.
I don't even have your phone number. Isn't that awful? I think about that now. I don't. I don't have your phone number. Whose phone number do I have? I don't even think I have anybody's memorized.
I mean, that just really shows, like, how disconnected that you are.
No, because I do everything. If I want to talk to somebody, I message them.
Which is weird. Why would you message them this on Facebook?
You want me to text you?
Yeah, like my messenger doesn't always, it's really not good. And I'm sure it's something that I haven't controlled or I have a setting, but like I don't always get notification right away that I have messages on there.
Sounds like you're not very tech savvy.
No, because I'm sure it's some setting on Facebook that I just need to go in and be like, send me my notifications or something like that. But I don't ever do it because you honestly and Michelle, when we start, you know, bantering, those are the only ones that I get random other Facebook messages, but not a lot. It's not my.
From who? People are trying to sell you elbow cream?
Probably. If I'm going to buy myself some elbow cream when I leave here. It's not dry. Like, they don't.
It's just kind of disgusting to me. I
oh
mean,
my
I don't
God,
want to be.
Stop.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
They're not dry. They don't even. They feel really smooth.
Yeah.
And I don't like tan or anything,
great.
So it's not like that.
Go home and ask somebody about that.
I'll be staring at it myself when I go out to my car.
They'll probably tell you it's nice.
Ugh.
In any event. I did have a topic to talk about. I'm not sure what it is now.
Super weird that you're picking on my elbows.
Well, it's just because you flushed it back there. I'd never seen elbows like that.
Flushed my elbow
like
back?
You put,
what
you
are you
did,
talking
you did
about?
Want to, like you, I don't
scratched
know.
Scratched my back or messed with my hair, maybe?
Maybe. You have some kind of.
I know better than to do that now. I will not show elbows.
Well, I don't know. I did not realize there was something wrong with your elbows.
For as long as you've known me.
I know. Thank God I never got that close.
I've had elbows
that might
out
be,
before.
That might be catching.
Right. That's true.
Who would want that?
Ugh.
All right. Let's see here. Anything new with you?
You know, I just not really. Just keeping up with everybody, I think.
I think we went down this list last week with, I had a whole list, by the way, 2 weeks ago when you didn't show up. And I did it all with,
Could we stop? Can we just move forward? Is there a point where this stops?
When what stops?
The 2 weeks ago comments.
Oh, well, it was just a bad day.
It was a whole mom brain. Like, I'm telling you, I would never have done something intentionally.
Well, why don't you just admit this for us? You were ticked when I disinvited you for several weeks.
No, that was just what I had to tell you. I was never ticked. Like, honestly, was I that mad? Like, come on.
Well, I don't know if you were that mad,
right.
But you didn't like it.
No, I have to give you a hard time about it because you give me a hard time any other time.
Okay, this is, I hate to stereotype all women like this, but this is a woman thing, okay?
Oh,
because
my gosh.
You and me, just as friends, have had this happen several times. Something will happen. I think I brought this up with Michelle and Dalton agreed with me, Dawson.
Yeah.
Agreed with me last week 100%. Okay, this is a girl thing. Okay, this is a good topic, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This will happen. You will say something, and you know immediately the girl's ticked. You know. because maybe girls are more sensitive. I don't know. You know they're ticked because they stop talking to you in the moment. It gets like uncomfortable in the room, and you know they're ticked about it. So you say to them, you say, did I upset you with that? I mean, did I hurt your feeling? Oh, no, no, no. Everything's fine. It's perfect. Everything's great. And then there's like 6 weeks of silence.
No, so I wouldn't respond with that.
Hold on. It immediately changes. Mm-hmm. And then the end of that is everything patches up. And you go back and you say, well, why did we have this 6 weeks of awkwardness? Oh, it's because of that thing you did. Oh, that thing I asked you about the day it happened?
No, so that...
Now, don't lie.
Okay.
That's happened to us more than once.
Not 6 weeks, though. That's an exaggeration.
A little bit of time.
For like a week, maybe. And okay. It's not even awkwardness. It's just, So, you know, I was taught, like, don't say anything nice if you don't have anything to say. Or what was that? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't...
I bet you were taught that. I bet you were taught
completely
that.
Completely backwards?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
That's why the paychecks haven't come. Go ahead.
There's the brain.
Yeah.
So I honestly, sometimes it's just like, I want to fire back. I'm like, you know what? No, because that's not like, whatever. So.
Because you do get mad.
No, I don't get mad. I have to look at what you said and realize like you didn't mean it in a negative way or.
But you get whatever. Mad because you get mad and you have to look in yourself and say, oh, he didn't mean that the way it came off.
But you've seen me mad.
Yeah.
Instantly. And not over something that you said that I didn't say. This, or like I said, it was okay.
No, but
you've seen me get upset.
But you do grudge it for like a week or two. You do. And then you come back. And listen, we had a big falling out at one point. Now, I really, honestly, I don't remember what it was about. But do you?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember. But we did. We had and I knew in the moment, because it was during one of these little... it was the last podcast. It was the ninth podcast. Something happened that night. I think it was. Well, we had one then, too.
I think it was podcast. I don't think so. I think it was... I know, remember what it was about, and so do you.
I really don't.
It's like the topic we don't talk about on air.
Was it about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a falling out, mm-hmm. and I noticed, like, you weren't commenting in the morning, but you were listening to the show, and you weren't, you know, in the afternoon, sometimes you'll send a message, like, mm-hmm. okay, and all that died for, like, 2 weeks, and I thought, and I kept saying to you, is something wrong? What's wrong here? Something's different, and you kept saying, no, nothing's, I'm just busy, no, yeah. no, 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 and then we finally got back together to do something, and I said, now that we're okay again, what was that 2 weeks? And you admitted, you said, that thing you did ticked me off.
Right.
Okay, so...
But I wasn't, like, going to... Your choice in that matter, what you said or whatever, like, wasn't something was my business to be like, Scott, no. Like, that's what you chose to do, so I couldn't be like, whatever. So I just let you do it until you realized that, well, it was time to revamp again.
All I know, we've had that happen more than once. Now,
yes, we have. How many times have we gone back to that? Let's just see.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that there are certain issues that you do grudge out on me, and I don't know why you do that. I would just be happier if you said at the time, listen, yeah, you ticked me off by doing that, and I'm not gonna be friendly with you for about a week.
But no, because it's not my place to not say something. If that's what you're doing and that's what makes you happy, then okay. But I don't have to take the brunt end of it.
But it's easy to tell.
No, okay, but like if I just back off, then like I'd rather not say something that I don't want to say if you're doing what you want to do.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I've given you advice on that situation more than one time, and somehow that came back to like not good.
Not by me.
But I wouldn't know why. It would be by anybody else.
No, that had nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
No. You're not pulling me into these subjects because honestly, I stay out of that whole thing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I told you to say out that whole thing a long time ago.
And I think we've gotten there at this point.
But this is like the third time you've gotten there.
Yeah, but I think this time's more permanent. I think this time we're in a much better position.
So you can go back and be like, Abby, you might have been right.
Yeah, but I give advice to you all the time. You don't listen to a darn thing I say. But I never get mad. Have I ever gotten mad at you one time?
I was never mad. But suddenly when this person...
Why do you have such a problem saying you get upset, you get mad, you get upset? You have such a problem with emotion. And you do. I've seen you mad. I've seen you sad. You just admitted I've seen you angry about things.
Right.
So why do you have such an issue admitting that? I'm really trying to help you here, therapy-wise.
I can fully admit when I'm upset about something, and that the fallout, the longest fallout we had, which whatever was a couple weeks, was because you threw me under the bus, and you're like, "No, I never did."
But
you
had
to have.
I didn't. I admit to this day, I did not.
I never said anything negative. You remember back to what I was saying?
And
I was defending this other person to you. I was like, "No, you can't do that. Like, that's not right." Remember?
Yeah, but I did not. I did not do any. You, the thing you were accusing me of was completely untrue.
And then for some reason, this other person thought that I was saying something negative, which was
no.
I'm like,
not
I wasn't
me.
Even saying anything
not
negative.
Not me. Not, no. And I've went to the mat several times since then to go out of my way to avoid saying anything. And you still think to this day that I say things.
No, I think that time... I think
what are you
something,
doing there? All of a sudden, you're going to take some medication. Yeah. What are you doing?
It's noon.
My
I think
goodness.
That it was one of those things that, like, it was... If you didn't say anything, the timing was really strange.
Doing this show for 11 years now, I've never had anybody during a live show pull out a pill bottle and start to take their medication during a live program. What are you taking?
Just some medicine? Does it matter? Like what I'm taking? I'm not.
Yes, it does.
I'm
what did you
healthy.
Just take on this show?
I will never tell.
What is that? What was that?
What do you mean?
Well, if you didn't want anybody to know or tell, you shouldn't have done it on the air like that.
I wasn't even on the air. Nobody can see me.
I can.
But we need to bring it up?
Well, what was that? That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because I have something to take. Whatever. Like, it's nothing. It's
what, no, what is that?
It's a vitamin.
No, it's not a vitamin. You don't get a vitamin in a pill bottle like that.
Yes, you do.
Let me see it.
No.
Let me see that vitamin. If it's just a vitamin, let me see it.
You can see it, but like, let's not have it as a topic right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to bring it up on the air. It's private. Let me
you
see what it is.
Bring
no,
it
I'm not going to say the name on the air. Let me see the bottle.
No.
Let me see the bottle.
No.
Why can't I see the bottle?
It's going to give me some weird hard time about it.
No, I just want to see the bottle.
It's vitamins.
Let me see the bottle.
No.
Come on.
No.
Throw the bottle over here. I want to see the bottle.
Anyway, so what were
Why did you just lie to me? It's not a vitamin. Why don't we talk about that?
They are vitamins.
They are?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what's... Okay, if we make a bet now...
It makes your hair grow.
Okay. So if you're
makes
losing
my
your
my elbows
hair,
dry.
You're losing your hair. So if we make a bet, when we're off the air, I want to see this pill bottle.
You're not
and if it's... Why can't I see the pill bottle?
Scott, I mean, it's boundaries.
That's a boundary?
Do we have to know all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you do it like that, yeah.
If I was trying to hide it, I wouldn't have just popped it.
Right, so why can't you show it to me?
Because I don't need to hear your stuff.
You're not going to hear anything. I want to see it.
Come on.
Come on, give me. Hurry up, run out of time.
No.
Give me the pill bottle.
Come on, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Give me.
Let's be done with this.
Give me the pill. I can't end the show early.
Michelle, make it stop. She's listening.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, does she know about this pill?
Does she know that I take vitamins? Yes, she
That's
does.
That's not a vitamin.
Yes, it was. Michelle... Maybe she had to go somewhere else. Anyway, so Friday night, tonight, do
you're
going to
call
guests?
In?
I will try. Do you have guests?
At this point, I don't know.
Really?
No, it's kind of a spur-of-the-moment show, really.
Oh, so there's no clear topics.
No, but it's much more fun on Friday night because it's really relaxed. You're not at the end of a shift. It's usually like pizza and pop, and you get a break in the middle. It's only 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. So somebody will be here with you.
I don't know.
But then you're just going to order pizza and pop by yourself?
If I know nobody's going to be here, I'll just usually stop and get something for me.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
But then I like the phone. You know, the phone works.
That's fun.
Yeah. So why are you... Ooh, what was that?
Michelle.
What did she say? Did she know about the pills?
Oh my God, they're not pills. Abby, I'll buy you lunch. Look, there's my friend.
Well, God bless her.
Oh, goodness.
She never offers to buy me lunch.
She brings you stuff all the time.
No, I haven't seen her in
months. Oh, she was here last week.
Well, she didn't bring me anything.
She covered in a pinch.
Oh, no, she did bring me a drink last week. Yes, she did.
Why do we have to bring you stuff?
Well, you don't. It's
but
just nicer
bring,
if you do.
You don't bring me stuff.
I didn't know I had to.
Right. I didn't know I had to.
I didn't know you were popping pills.
Oh,
if I'd
God.
Known this, I would have long ago called an intervention or something.
And look how, yeah, right. Look how these, like, in the light you're painting me in.
I just didn't know.
That I take stuff like it's nothing bad.
And then this is like a bad after school special. You popped a pill and now you're trying to tell me it's vitamins. You're like one of those kids at school. It's just vitamins, mom and dad. It's just vitamins.
Like on Saved by the Bell with Jesse in that episode.
Yeah. What are you taking?
It's like vitamins.
What could you possibly be taking that would be so awful to say?
Nothing is awful. That's the thing. Like, you're making it sound awful.
Well, what vitamin is it?
Why does it matter? Mm-hmm. It's like,
it's not a vitamin. If she knew what the vitamin was, she could have said it, and you certainly would not have any shame in saying a vitamin.
There are prenatal vitamins.
Oh.
Because it makes your hair grow and your nails grow. You can ask.
You're gonna pop another one out?
No. Why would I take another one?
No, not take another one.
A kid?
Yeah.
No, I'm not popping another kid out. And they don't just pop out. Why are we having this conversation?
Oh, maybe you will. I mean, I don't know. Oh, that would be really good.
No.
Because, it would. Mm-mm. Because then, you'd be here every week then. Because we could watch, that go along. Oh, man, that'd be good. Could you work on that for me?
I will not work on that for you.
Work on that for me. Because if you got pregnant, we could announce it. Like, we could.
See, now Michelle says, I'm so excited.
Oh, wouldn't this be fun? We could watch you and you get pregnant and you come on the show and say, we got an announcement this week. I could promote that on Facebook. I'd say, we got a big announcement on the exchange program this week. And then you come on and you say you were pregnant. And then, we would do like a Maury thing and try to figure out who the father is. and then we would stretch it out for like 6 months. And then we would do like you were going to Lamaze. And we'd have a good, this would be like 9 months of material.
Yes. Can you imagine? But I'm not having any more babies. No way.
Then what are the pills?
Prenatal vitamins.
Prenatal vitamins.
Yeah. And you take them because it makes you feel better.
This is really a dagger in our friendship. That you're trying to hide something.
What am I trying to hide?
I don't know.
There's nothing to hide.
Whatever that pill was.
That's what I just told you that it was.
But I don't think that's what it is.
Now all your listeners are going to be like, she takes prenatal vitamins, so maybe she's going to have a kid, which I'm not.
Well, that's what I think.
I'm sorry, I'm not having any babies.
Well, what problem do you have that you have to take those?
She said Jesse Spano. She's so excited.
See? We all know that this is...
Michelle knows, too. She does know. They're, the best vitamins you can take.
It means your hair is falling out.
No, my hair has fallen out since I've had kids. My little one has my hair is falling out. It's a thing.
So...
It falls out by, the fistful.
That's nice. And that's why you're taking those pills.
No. That's not why I'm taking them.
Well, why are you taking them?
Because they're vitamins. Don't you take vitamins? Don't you try to stay healthy? Don't you
do anything, I'm healthy.
Positive for your body?
I'm healthy.
Okay. So am I. Because I take stuff.
Oh, I don't have to take anything.
I must not be as healthy as you then.
No. Well, it comes with age. You know, once you get up in your years and numbers.
You got to take vitamins.
You got to take things to keep the body going. Maybe that's what happened to your elbows.
I don't know, but now my elbows are perfectly smooth. I'm a little concerned.
No, you look like somebody who's been crawling around on the floor or something. I don't know.
I do work with little ones all day, but I mean.
You should wear elbow pads or something.
They're not even hard though. They're super soft.
Okay. In any event, you'll be back next week, or is this going to be another there's going to be this is a big day because there's going to be promotion. The lost episode, the episode number 9.
Right.
You're going to promote and tag Michelle and I, and it'll get a big... We'll see how many people view it.
Okay.
And then we got episode 10, which was done recently.
Right.
You're going to promote that. Mm-hmm. We sang
that
one at the very end.
Yes, yeah, I did.
You didn't sing when I went back and listened to it.
I did sing. I didn't know. That was the song that I'd never heard. But, I even said that.
So you put that up today. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to write down... to call in when the scrimmage is over. And you can let us know who won the game.
Yes. I really hope that I can, they are,
what do you mean, I hope that you can?
No. I mean, I hope that I can listen. I
well,
hope
if they're not listening, you can call in right at the beginning.
Do you know how many kids that I have? And how busy
I like noise in the background. That's life. That's what we like.
Well, okay.
It's a reality.
Okay.
You think you got to call in from some kind of cone of silence. No. I like when there's kids screaming in the background. I like when Michelle takes us out on her walks and calls from the walk and tells us what's going on the street. That's interesting.
Or when I'm through the drive-thru line and I'm still calling.
Yes, that's real life. That's what people want to hear.
Sure.
I was thinking we should do this 2 days a week because... raise your eyebrow.
Okay.
I'll double your pay. You can come on Friday, and we'll do it like we normally have done it, because Friday's a good wrap-up to the week. And eventually, there's so much news going on, we are actually going to have to be a news show. Okay. If we actually get like three consecutive weeks, I'll tell you off the air who the other two panelists are going to be. I've already got an idea who they are.
Sweet.
But we just haven't been able to get your rear end here enough to make that happen.
Okay.
It's
not my fault.
Okay, and then we'll do it another day so Michelle can come. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the group that's me, you, Michelle, and maybe Dawson, if mm-hmm. he can come. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the Friday group, which will be the long, and you can do both of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can try to do that. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and then Friday night, you're going to do a call-in.
See, you're filling up my schedule right now. I will try.
Oh, wait, we're talking like 15 minutes of your week.
I'm not saying I can, but sometimes I can't commit. Like, I'll text you tonight and tell you.
We're not texting.
Message. I might text you just for the point.
You don't have my number. Well, that's another thing. I'm never giving out the number.
I do have your number. You got a new number?
Uh-huh.
No, you didn't.
I have the old number, but yeah.
Why wouldn't you give me the new number?
Here's what I don't understand. You watch the Facebook Lives I do, usually.
I haven't in a couple. You have to say. That's really patchy with me. Sometimes I can and sometimes
I don't.
Well,
like last, I didn't do one. So
Saturday nights, though.
Yeah, but I didn't do one last week.
Oh, okay.
So you'll watch those and you'll comment on those, but you get really hypersensitive about calling in. You're glad to come in and have these arguments, and you're glad to shoot me messages, and you're glad to comment in public on Facebook when I'm doing a Facebook Live, but for some reason, there's something wrong with the phone.
Well, sometimes I don't want to talk.
It's radio.
I know, but I talk every day. Like, I have to lead things and talk and be a person. And sometimes if it's the end of the night, I just don't want to call in and talk.
Well, tonight there's a purpose for it.
And hold on. You are the person to talk who doesn't want to call in when you don't even call and do anything.
Well, because I'm here every day. But people have heard enough from me.
It's not about calling. You won't even call and order a pizza, though. You don't want to call.
No, I don't like to call people.
Right. So I just because I'm at the end of the week and I don't want to talk, but I like to watch and comment.
I have a phobia.
It's a something.
I'll have to get myself some pills, some vitamins.
I'm not sure
for this problem.
Phobia or more of just a quirk? Because you've got lots of little quirks.
Yeah, see, this is why you can't give my eulogy. Quick, what would you say? Here, as I'm going off the air today, what would you say at the funeral?
Okay, so
which could have happened 2 weeks ago. You wouldn't have even known, but go ahead.
You don't have my number.
Right.
But what I would have said, or what I would say,
now watch yourself.
One thing that people don't know about Scott Spears is how caring he really is. He's on the air, and he says all this hard stuff, and he makes it sound so bad, and so he's got this little edge, but he doesn't. He's very soft, and he's very sweet, and he checks on his friends. And that's how I'll remember Scott.
Is it good to lie at a funeral? I don't think that's good.
Is it good for you to lie on air every day?
I'm going to load your pills up that day and make sure you're good. Well, Abby O'Malley's been back with us this week.
Stop. It's not Abby O'Malley. I'm not your girl crush from high school.
There's a girl named... Oh, did you hear about Ashley Williams emailing me with an XX in the email?
Stop. No.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's big news.
I'm heading out of here. I'll be gone. You might have to do this show on Friday by yourself.
I got her. Congratulations, Scott.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is.
Well, this is marriage time.
She's the one.
A fall marriage.
She's the one.
She looks like a koala. There's something very pure about her. Even though she's about your age, so she's older. But there's something very pure.
I agree. I think I agree with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk this week. I'm doing another interview with her. And she signed it. XX. That's the only time in my life somebody I've interviewed ever signed an email XX.
I mean, are you going to address this?
With her?
Yeah.
Well, I might.
Well, I mean, is this you're in? Is this the time?
What could be?
Does she know you have a crush on her?
Yeah, I told her when she was on the air last time.
So I can call in and talk to her about it, how deep it really runs.
It does run deep. It runs deep. But you know, you should have listened to Voodoo Woman, because she tells me all this stuff about me that I'm going to be rich by the end of the year.
Yes.
And I'm taking a trip somewhere, but it's my choice if I want to take the trip or not. And there's somebody floating around me, some woman who's a little older than me, who's going to be integral in this.
That's me. That's me.
What are you integral in?
Because I'm just a little... We don't know yet. Right?
I don't think you and I will be hanging around each other for the next 30 or 40 years.
Oh, she's discussing a lifetime?
Well, I know. I mean, it's just in general. Don't you think you'll probably live another 40?
I mean, I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so we're not going to be together that long.
How do you know?
Oh, God, that's like a life sentence.
You didn't know we'd be together for like a year now.
No, I don't know what happened. And I say that to the point, just to say this, that when we met, I still don't understand, and Michelle as well, I don't know why that worked.
It was just cosmic.
Was it cosmic?
Mm-hmm. It's written in the stars. We can't control it.
Well, it was fun to have you back.
Yes.
Abby Croman.
See?
Abby O'Malley is not my crush. Abby O'Malley, I'll tell you who Abby O'Malley was, by the way.
You've told me 8 times. Who was every she? Time you call me that. You went to high school with her.
Right. But yeah. She was not my crush. She was a girl who was in like every musical. And so you heard her name a lot because it was like always Abby O'Malley in Alice in Wonderland, Abby O'Malley in Mary Poppins. And I just thought O'Malley was, nobody had the name O'Malley.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's all.
There's not many Cromans either.
No, not at all. I didn't realize I knew your cousin.
I know. Katie. What a fun little thing.
I loved Katie.
Oh, she's awesome.
I would have never guessed you two were related. She's nice. And I don't think she's ever done pills.
That's how people... I'm doing pills. Oh, my God. This is how people know we're related because we're both so nice.
I love Katie. And the fact that we're still... Now, her and I have been friends for probably like 30 years now.
That's fun.
Yeah. She's great.
Yes, she really is.
I'm so glad she got to become a mom. I always thought she was the greatest... She would have been the greatest mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's great.
And her sister Leah, too. Do you know?
Yeah.
Just they're just great.
But they're great.
Leah's, yes, they're fun. They're fun to watch on Facebook. And I know.
So, Katie's so nice.
That's so mean.
No, she is.
I know. We're good people.
Love you. Ooh, we.
Uh-huh.
You're not a tribe. Sorry.
We are.
Takes a village. All right. Well, you probably need to pop another pill or something, so I don't want to hinder you here.
All right.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I really just have to go eat lunch. That's what I have to do.
Well, whatever. You didn't invite me to lunch.
You didn't. What are you talking about? I didn't invite I just said I was getting myself lunch.
Well, you, whatever. We're about done here. So this is fun. And you'll be back next week. And I'll be back tonight. And you're going to post things. So Paper Rings Podcast, YouTube, check that out. And then a phone call. And Michelle's calling in tonight, by the way. Wherever you're listening, Michelle. Michelle should stop by. She lies about this walk she has to go home and do. She should stop by, and then you can call in, and then we'd have like a thing.
I think she's going to have to like stop home and get her pills is what I think is going to have to happen.
Do you have pills too?
After listening to all this.
Maybe she can get it out of you. It'll be an intervention tonight, folks, from 8 to 10. Good. Check it out. Stay tuned.
1.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Friday in the Marinara, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds from time to time. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low near 62 degrees. For your Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 84 degrees. For your Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, a high near 83. And Monday, mainly sunny skies, except for a few afternoon clouds, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high near 86. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at monntv.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
Legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers started his program on WWGH Radio on June 11, 2014, the second day the station was on the air, and his three-day-a-week program ran on the station until April 8, 2020. Charlie passed away in May of 2020 at the age of 85. In honor of Charlie, we now present the best of the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to Evers long by.